Welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. They help you by providing a seamless mortgage experience. The fiscal year is finished. Now, on New Year's Eve, they have all the fun. It's amateur hour, out people drinking and partying and putting on crazy hats and staying up till 3 or 4 in the morning and ending up at a diner and all those kind of fun things. Or if you're the Kincaid, you go to dinner and you're back at your house by like 10:30 and you get in your pajamas and you drink champagne and you eat 13 grapes, which is a Latin New Year's Eve tradition to celebrate the changing of the guard the next year and looking ahead to what should be a fantastic year. It's the end of the fiscal year, though, today. And I know from watching two televised debates this week that a lot of people don't understand economics. So the fiscal year, you know, for a lot of people is when their business year ends, when they close the books in the business year. I run our family finances like a business. So I literally budget for the year. I have everything budgeted out. I have automatic payments going here and there. I'm making sure that I've got everything covered for retirement. I'm a fiend for thinking about the future. And so my fiscal year ends today. So this is year end for me. All the things I plan for, all the things I put money aside for, all the everything's got to be, you know, in line today. Today's the last day to do it. And I must say, it's been a huge success this year. Everything I set out to do, I did. I planned. I budgeted. I set things up. But you know what invariably happened? Let's see. Olivia had some health issues. She's got bad knee and bad foot. So the medical expenses column, as I'm looking at the spreadsheets today, the medical expenses column for the last fiscal year, we went over. Olivia has broken her foot. She's either broken a foot or broken a toe 3 times. She inherited my crappy flat feet. So I'm very sorry to my daughter, who loved dance and had to stop doing dance the way she did before. And she had to stop basketball because of it. And I'm very sorry because she was better at basketball than her father was. And she's absolutely better at dance than her father was. But that column went over. I look at my wife who handles all of the shopping for the house, like groceries, anything that falls into groceries. And somehow my wife ended up half of 1% under budget for the year. Later on today, I'm going to see if she, I might even pick up flowers on the way home. Cause anytime a woman can do that better, that's even better. Our auto expenses were down below budget. I have everything budgeted out. And I do it because I want to track how we perform, and then I have dreams about what the next fiscal year is going to be like. So for NBA players, today begins the new fiscal year. July 1st is dawning tomorrow morning, and the new fiscal year begins. And for all these NBA teams like me, they have plans going in. They've got money set aside. I don't know whether to make the decision in 2020, in the 2020 fiscal year, 2019-2020 fiscal year. I don't know whether to make the decision of, do we sell my wife's car, which she's like, it's paid off, and she's had it for like 3.5 years. It's got great retention value. Do we sell that car and buy something new? And let her have a new car and set it zero that she might want. I got to make decisions like that. I'm going to let her make it, but those kind of decisions have to be made. For other teams, they've lined up their finances like I have here, though, and they're sitting there and they're waiting to see how are the chips going to fall? Are they going to be able to go out and buy something that they've dreamt about for a long time? I'm sure for James Dolan and the New York Knicks, it's been a long time setting up for July 1st, 2019. Setting up for this year. And you look at your spreadsheets and you look at everything and you say, we freed up the money. It's all there. Anything we possibly could need It's right there. We can spend it. Question is, what you buying? And more importantly, is anybody buying you? If you're the Los Angeles Clippers, who's buying you? If you're the New York Knicks, who's buying you? It appears by all reports, Kyrie Irving is buying the Brooklyn Nets. He's buying into their vision. Good luck to the Brooklyn Nets. If you haven't seen Kyrie Irving, every time he leaves somewhere, it's a worse ending than Game of Thrones. When he leaves it in a worse position than he found it. I don't know what the issue is there, but it appears he's choosing Brooklyn. So does that mean that somebody else is choosing Brooklyn with him? There are those that say from the inside, he wouldn't jump to sign that deal if he didn't know somebody else was going to be joining him. Or he may just be happy grabbing the cash, going somewhere he wants to live, and trying to build around himself. Whatever it is, the Nets may be better, maybe better. I was asking Anthony before the show, does D'Angelo Russell, could he end up a Laker again? It ended very badly last time, but the players he was feuding with in the locker room are all gone. This is a big thing about you. You can do everything. I can do everything I want financially and set up our family finances and have it all worked out. And then Olivia can break a toe, break a foot, hurt her knee, and that can go over budget. Those are the unforeseen things that can happen. For an NBA owner, they can free up all the money they wish, and then someone doesn't choose them. Someone doesn't want to be a part of what they have going on. And I don't remember. I haven't gotten the confetti out of my hair yet from the Philadelphia 76ers championship. Oh, wait a minute. That never happened. The Sixers lost in an ungodly fashion for five seasons. Five disastrous seasons in order to set themselves up for the grand plan. Boy, they were going to be great, weren't they? And what we might be seeing is a dismantling of that crew, which hasn't delivered on anything but a bunch of bumper sticker slogans and gimmicks. Who chooses you? And if you're a team, what do you choose? What do you choose to spend on? And is someone willing to take your money? That's what we look forward to as the NBA free agency period begins. I very much look forward to it. And there is one call we're not taking today, and I do welcome you to call. We're going to open up the phone lines for you so you can have a chance to interact all day long. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. I got great news for you. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. You go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I was speaking at a little symposium about radio that I was asked to be a panelist on. And a video type thing with people from all over different industries. And they asked me what's one of the biggest ways that people are not evolving in radio. And so I was asked about that. And I said, look, I said, the phone call phones, there used to be a time. And considering I did my first on-air shift in 1992 at WIP in Philadelphia. And in 92 at WIP in Philadelphia, they said, take calls. As many calls as you can get. The most number of calls is great. And there was a great leader who put me on the air for the very first time, a guy named Tom Bigby. He's a legend. And Tom had this like little light that would keep track of the calls. And if you took a call and you punched it up and you said, here's Anthony, he's on WIP. And then the light would go to green, and you'd have a green light for till 30 seconds. And then at 31 seconds, you'd have a yellow light. And then at 46 seconds, if the caller was still on the line, you'd have a red light. And you had a certain amount of time that you weren't allowed to have callers go into the red. You're only allowed to have a certain amount of callers go into the yellow and a certain amount of callers go into the red. And if you went into the red, the hotline may ring and you may get yelled at. A different world. And I just said about businesses, I talked to him. I said, look, I said, there are a lot of people who grew up on sports radio like I did. And I said, the important thing to do, though, is to have people who produce for you and people you work with that say, you're not going to do a 1990s, early 2000s sports radio show. You're not going to do, you know, long recorded interviews. People listen, and any study you can look at, people will listen to an interview for like, maybe 6 minutes, maybe 6 minutes. If you've got a big time newsmaker, maybe 8 minutes. So you don't do those. You don't just do Open Phones America. It's not Larry King. So there are a lot of things that are constantly changing. So I'm going to dictate one thing as I try to tell you. I said, we talk about what we're talking about. I'll try to dictate one thing if you want to call in today. I don't want to hear Scooby-Doo. And you know what the Scooby-Doo scenario is, well, I think that this guy's going to the Lakers. No. That's fine. You can have any theory that you want. I hear a lot of people in Canada still drunken on the championship of the Raptors, which was really well-earned. Well, I think he's going to do this. Well, we think a lot of things. What I want to know is, when I ask a question, can you give me some theory that works? Can you give me some theory that works? And the question I will ask you at the beginning of the show today, and you're free to chime in on social media or otherwise, at John Kincaid or at CBS Sports Radio. What's the best fit for a lot of these guys? The best fit. If a guy like Kawhi Leonard's going somewhere, what's the best fit? I've heard the speculation on the Lakers, and it makes absolutely no sense. Now, that doesn't mean that it won't happen. That doesn't mean that that can't happen. But it makes no sense. When you articulate it, it makes no sense. Why is a player who is only at his best when he has the ball in his hands going to go to a team where LeBron James and Anthony Davis are already on the team, two guys who are already going to have to learn to compromise about having the ball in their hands? So Kawhi Leonard's going to go be a third banana somewhere? I'm not seeing it. Some moves make sense, some don't. But you can get in anytime you wish. 855-212-4CBS, toll-free line, brought to you by Geico. Quick way you can save money, make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Anyone else do the fiscal year thing with their family? I'm maniacal with money, like as far as budgeting, to the point that it's sometimes stupid. But it's important. You can have all the plans in the world. You can set aside all the money you want. You can do that. And you may end up being the New York Knicks. And you may be on the outside looking in. Who knows?